Alrighty, baby, we back, dude. You know what's going on. It's the man-to-man boys, Dash Radio. Liam, what up, dude?
Doing good, man. Long day, but I'm feeling good. We got a great interview coming up, so it always makes it better.
It's the Lifestyle Edition. You guys know what's going on. Appreciate y'all rocking with the boys, man. We got a super cool interview lined up for you guys. Victor Williams, aka V Wills. He's a young stud, dude. He's a young stud, Colorado boy.
Yeah, we kind of mentioned it in the interview, but I don't think I'm welcome in Colorado anymore. I just don't think that's I don't think I could go visit him. He said he would, you know, I'm welcome, but I think I'm banned from Colorado. So,
all right. Well, I'll go out there for the both of us, you know?
Yeah.
Go hang with the boy. Come hang out if you want, dog.
We'll see. Okay. Maybe. We'll see if they'll let me in the airport or not. But yeah, it was a really fun interview. I really enjoy sitting down with the musicians and kind of seeing their backstory of kind of who they are as a person and then what kind of influences them to be the type of musician they are. And we kind of got kind of real with him and figured that out. And it's a banger of a song.
Yeah.
Freshman year. I've been listening to it in the car for the last like.
Have you? I got that shit on repeat, dude. Song slaps. All right. Well, without further ado, we're not important on this one. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. The Man to Man Boys, Andy Liam, what's good? Please enjoy our interview with Victor Williams, a.k.a. V Wills. Let's get into it.
She goes to UCCS, straight A's and parties, keeps her parents impressed. Weekends on Molly and her love life's a mess. Frat boys are daunting while she knows there's a test. She won't have to study cause she's... See that boy from high school that she didn't date, kinda hates, but knows she's down if he makes the right move. Cause she knows she's 18 and free inside her dorm room, smoking weed and drinking boxed wine. The world is hers, does what she wants to. But she's grown up and this is her life. Yeah, this is her time. She goes to UCCS, straight A's and parties, keeps her parents impressed. Weekends on Molly and her love life's a mess. Frat boys are daunting while she knows there's a test. She won't have to study cause she's 18, got it all figured out. Okay, shawty and her friends are on the way. Put everything in the sun, all too much. No, skirt, 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 if the cops come. Shawty doesn't care what song you play. Long as she can move and drink, drink, drink. All night long, all night long. Cause she's 18 and free inside her dorm room. Smoking weed and drinking boxed wine. The world is hers, does what she wants. CCS, straight A's and parties, keeps her parents impressed. Weekends on Molly and her love life's a mess. Frat boys are daunting while she knows there's a test. She won't have to study cause she's 18, got it all figured out. Pledging on the way to the sorority house.
Alrighty, once again, you're tuned in to the boys over at Man to Man on Dash Radio. We're excited to be sitting down and chatting with singer-songwriter based out of Colorado who hit over 4.5 million streams on Spotify in 2021 and recently just released his much-anticipated single called Freshman Year. Please welcome in our guy, Victor Williams, a.k.a. V. Wells, man. What's up, dog? Thank you for coming on. How you doing?
What's going on, bro? I'm doing good, bro. I appreciate you guys having me, man.
Absolutely, dude. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, dude?
Well, I'm actually, I got some plans. with my girlfriend. Okay. And she, funny enough, she's the one I talk about in the that Falling Slowly TikTok. That one that's anticipated right now from the other fans. That's actually about her, and we're dating now. So the fans, I think they know who that's about. But
okay. Yeah, we didn't know if you had a girlfriend, man. We're just trying to give ourselves some self love over here, dude. You know,
I love it, man. You guys got any plans for Valentine's Day?
Probably just cry myself to sleep, dog. You know,
nothing on the plans.
I just cried myself to sleep, dude. That's good, man. It's glad to see you're doing well over there. Vic, what do you do for the Super Bowl, dude? You're out in Colorado West Coast, man. You guys do anything?
Yeah, man. Went to a buddy's house, threw some bets down, and dude, right off the bat, we were going crazy because we had these parlays, and I had Odell Beckham scoring the first touchdown, and that hit. Oh, dude, I was going crazy, but yeah, not all of them hit, you know. But I was happy to get, you know, win a little bit of money yesterday, so.
I feel like everybody had OBJ as the first touchdown. That's what, like, all my friends.
Well, I think it's because they're going to, I mean, Cooper Kupp is so good that you figure, I mean, I just kind of was like, they're probably going to be hard guarding him. You know what I mean? Like, they're definitely going to, you know, make sure that he doesn't get the ball as much. So I kind of was like, man, it's got to be to Odell in the end zone for sure.
I feel you, man. Well, my my FanDuel account is straight zeros right now, brother. So I just had to enjoy the game, unfortunately.
Hey, but, man, I've been there, brother. I've been there.
Vic, let's get into it, dude. Let's talk about it. Your most recent single, freshman year, UCCS. It's a fire banger, sir. Dude. I was telling you a little bit. I was telling you a little bit before we were coming on. I followed you on TikTok. You came up on my For You page, and it was that teaser. I guess you came out with it in June, just like the first chorus or the first verse of it, right? And
yeah.
What made you decide to drop this single right now? Like, what was the point of that? And then take us through the meaning of this song.
Yeah, well, there was, I won't dive too deep into it, but there was some disputes going on to where I couldn't release music, just due to a contract I was in prior to now. But we got it all figured out, everything squared away. It's all love now, and everything's working out. But that's why I couldn't take advantage of the hype, if you will, at the beginning. And it was frustrating because, you know, a lot of fans are like, drop it. And like, I couldn't, at the time. So, once we got the green light and everything got squared away on the business side of things, we were like, bro, we gotta give it to them because they've been asking for it. So that's kind of why it took me till this long to get it out, unfortunately. But it's out now, man. So that's the beautiful part.
Have you seen sort of a different kind of feedback with this song from it being recognized on TikTok, man? I'm just curious. Does it bring like a newer group of audience or listenership in?
Yeah, man, it's unbelievable. TikTok's incredible. It's life-changing. I really think it is. Like, I think, you know, we could be down on it. And I know some people are down on it, but it's like, dude, it really is life-changing. The people that follow you on TikTok, they don't just go follow you on TikTok. They'll go follow you on Instagram. They'll go follow you on Spotify. They'll DM you. So yeah, it has. It's been like a more of a, I'd say to compare it prior to going on TikTok, the diehard fans are on TikTok. That's what I've realized. Your diehard core fan base is going to be found, in my experience thus far, through my TikTok audience for sure.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's been great because we've realized that TikTok just brings out a whole different audience and things like that. So we were just we were just wondering, man, and the connection with UCCS, Colorado Springs, right? Did you go to school or what's, you had an ex-girlfriend or something there, dude? What's up?
Yeah. bro. I mean, so here's the funny thing. I went to Pikesville Community College, right?
Okay.
And dropped out for music. I lived at this place called The Lodges. And those of you who go to UCCS, if you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And when I was at The Lodges, man, this is like, they were the party apartments right by UCCS campus. And the roommates I was living with at the time went to UCCS. And so, you know, I went to a lot of UCCS parties, hosted a few UCCS parties at our apartment and stuff like that. You'd be surprised, man. We packed, jam-packed that thing. And just kind of like was surrounded by a lot of like, you know, UCCS students a lot. And so that's kind of, you know, I was just around a lot of UCCS people and was more influenced by that than the junior college, even though, hey, shout out PPCC. But still, you know what I mean? I was more influenced by being around that group of people and experiencing what I felt like I got to experience, this social side of going to school there, even though I didn't. I feel like I got to experience that. So,
yeah, it's, I mean, it definitely took me back because I went to Tennessee, man. But We don't know what's going out on there in the West Coast, dude. It definitely took me back to my freshman days where I was just trying to figure it out. Didn't know what we were doing on the weekends. I was pledging at a fraternity and
love it.
Trying to hit up chicks that weren't hitting me back up, dude. So
yeah,
appreciate you bringing that song to life, man.
Hey, I will say the Colorado, both of my ex-girlfriends that I've had now live in Colorado. So I don't know if I'm welcome in the state of Colorado anymore.
Yeah. You're welcome in my crib anytime, bro. We'll go far away. We'll go up to Denver or something up there in Springs.
That's where they live. So I don't think
they're in Denver.
Yeah.
Sorry. We got Aspen. We got all kinds of stuff. We got Mountain Town.
I'm always curious about really how it comes into play of when you start music as just a musician in general.
Sure.
For you, was it when you were like a little kid, you've always been around music, or when did you kind of transition into like writing songs and would you just have that music all around you all the time when you were growing up, or was that like something later, maybe high school, college-ish time that you really, you know, took a deep dive into music?
Well, I got into music really young, actually. When I was a kid, my cousin was playing a Green Day song up in my uncle's house at a family gathering. It could have been a holiday. I don't remember. But I was so infatuated that he was playing the guitar and he was singing Time of Your Life by Green Day. And I fell in love in that moment. And I started getting guitar lessons. And then I had a crush on a girl in the third grade, wrote her a song, pointed to her in the talent show. And I was like, just the feeling of that, even though it was like little like third, fourth grade drama, of like, oh, like Victor like pointed to her like in the crowd, like, oh my, it was still like the hype of that, like the way I felt, like I was just like, man, I like this. Like, this is like, you know, whether they hated it or not, I think I just enjoyed the spotlight and enjoyed putting out how I felt into music and getting a reaction from it. So I'd say early on is when it, you know, really started, and me songwriting and getting into music. It wasn't until high school though that I think I really started to take it more serious. For sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, because in high school, I feel like that's when a lot of people like decide they really do want to start writing music for like maybe a career. When it comes to your music, where was your like inspiration at the time when you first started? Where were you pulling inspiration besides your third grade crush? Was there any other big like, you know, inspirations that came to you?
Well, I think like, it's interesting. I've been blessed to have very diverse parents, and what they listen to and what they bring to me as far as musical influence. But I don't know, man. I got into like obviously the John Mayers of the world and that stuff, pulling influence from that. My guitar teacher at the time, he was, you know, really into like the Howie Days, the James Blunt. So I got into that kind of acoustic stuff. But as I got older, you know, I kind of had a little grunge phase. Definitely Blink-182 was wearing purple skinny jeans sixth grade year. Got kind of shit on for it, but that's okay. Am I not allowed to cuss on this, by the way?
No, you're good.
You can let it flow.
Okay, so anyway, I got shit on for it, but that's okay. But yeah, I had a total grunge phase where I was like Green Day, Blink-182, and, you know, kind of was really into that for a little while. And then I got into rap. I got into like the Young Money, like when Drake was coming out, and I don't know if you guys remember going on datpiff.com and getting those mixtapes like October's Very Own and all that.
Yeah,
man, we were really into that. So the combination of, I think, all the influences has kind of made me who I am today, for sure.
Your music is kind of, I'd describe it as almost like a indie rock, hip hop, pop, R&B. It's kind of all over the place. Did you really nail down that you wanted to pick a genre in high school, or what was that like, man? Did you run with something more than the other thing? Cause it sounds like you were listening to a lot.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's a good question. I just want to make what I like, you know, and what feels good to me, and maybe one day I drop a song that's considered a hip hop song, or it's considered indie pop, or whatever it is. I kind of just make what I'm feeling. Cause I think every genre of music could kind of, play into a specific vibe, if you will. And certain genres, I think, are, for me, I gravitate towards for certain songs I want to write. But in high school, I was definitely on just like the rap shit. I got called, wannabe G-Eazy a lot in high school. I did too, dude. But I would do it on purpose. I brought it up on myself, man. You know how bad I wanted to be Jeezy in high school, bro? Like, that was like, I tried to rap like him, like all kinds of stuff, man. So yeah, I'd say high school, man. I was really on my like just rap. Like I'll just rap. Like I'd try to ask kids like if they wanted to rap battle me, and like no one would, because I went to like a pretty preppy high school, and like nobody like I don't know. Being a rapper, it was a love hate relationship. I was like the only one there. So
what did other people think about you in high school, man? High school is such a judgmental place, you know, especially when you want to do music and be a rapper and things like that.
You know, it's so funny because I used to drive myself crazy wondering, but. I think it's, again, love, hate. I think everybody knew, you know, it's like, you know, Victor, you know, they knew Victor, and either, you know, you liked him or you didn't, or you thought he was weird. I'm just such a passionate guy, very outgoing. And so I think sometimes, I don't necessarily think I was spazzy, but like, you know, I was definitely very like, yo, like, hey, check out my new song. Like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing tonight? Like, you know, like, but I wasn't afraid to be friends with like really anybody. You know, I'd be friends with some guys on the football team, or, you know, be friends with some kids in the theater department. It didn't matter to me. Like the whole, the cliques, if you will, like I just, you know, had love for everybody. But yeah, I'd say love, hate. I know there's some people who just like couldn't stand me, but that's okay. You know what I mean?
All right, that's high.
So when did you, when did you like start noticing like popularity from when people started to actually listen to your songs and you actually growing into more than just, you know, the hometown rapper or whatever it is.
Sure. I think honestly it was when, so the high school I went to, the football team is really idolized. I think it still is. And they're really good. The school really revolved around football team. We went to state, geez, 3 out of my 4 years or 2. I know we won it twice, but we went back to back, when I was there, but we were always in semifinals or state championship when I was there for our football team. And, we had some D1 athletes and stuff like that, who ended up, graduating high school and going D1. But, I made a football song for the football team. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a song for the football team. And sure enough, they played it every Friday night at the stadium. If it was a home game at the D20 stadium. And it was so cool, you know, cause like, it was kind of my claim to fame, if you will. Like after that, everyone's like, okay, all right. You know what I mean? So it was, I'd say that's when everyone started, I think, to.
What style of music was that song? I know you're kind of well-versed in a lot of different styles. Sure. What kind of style was that?
Rap. It was definitely rap.
Okay.
Yeah. It was definitely rap.
Getting them high grade to get out on the field.
That's pretty cool, man.
I don't even remember the lyrics. I forget. I think it was like, it started out like, this is like the try to go back to back one. I think it was like one team, one dream, one ring. I'm trying to 2P. I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. Like, where can we find that song, dude? Is pretty much what we're trying to ask.
I've been, you know what? My second thing that I do other than working on music is making sure that song is not out anymore. I'm kidding. No, you know, what? I'm not ashamed of the story, but it's cringy, man. It's like I going back on it now just because I think every artist can relate. You go back on some of the first stuff you did and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, but it was a starting point.
That's all right, man. I still cringe myself out to the day, dude. Let's get into some of this album talk, man. You got 2 albums and take us through the process of doing that. It looks like you dropped both in 2020. Did COVID have anything to do with this? Did it give you momentum? Did it give you more time to do it? And then follow-up question, what's the biggest difference between making an album and just dropping a single?
That's a good one. I'd say for the first question, man, I think that having the opportunity of, and I think, you know, we could all relate, being able to stay home and work on your craft is huge. And for me, it was one of those things where, you know, I'd still be, you know, working a 9-to-5 and coming home and working on music or before work or whatever. So it was always like for me a grind, but getting rid of that 9-to-5 because of the pandemic, and just being solely able to focus on music was like, it was a game changer. You know what I mean? Because now you just have all day to do it. And, I'd say, that's kind of with those projects I just had and still have like a lot of just music sitting. And kind of threw those together and created a project out of both of those ones that are out right now on Spotify. I'll say for future projects though, I really want to try to dive into it, having more meaning and being more of like a put together work, you know what I mean? As opposed to just, hey, I have all this unreleased, let me just throw it all together on a project. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, I think, you know, definitely COVID had a big role in getting out that much music for sure, I would say. But I've also, I think, taken a lot of time to stack up a lot of music now to where, you know, I was even talking with my team the other day and they were like, dude, you, if you would wanted to, you don't have to make a song for the rest of this year. We have enough to, obviously I love making music, so that's not going to be the case, but right. you know, I've been blessed to have enough time to just stock up a lot of music. So,
And then what's the biggest, cause I was asking my buddy that last night, he's a musician. I was like, what is the biggest difference? And then you just kind of touched up on it. Also, another question I was asking him is it difficult to pick which songs actually go into the album?
Yeah, man, that it definitely is. And you know what makes it, I think, difficult is because when you, as an artist, you're like, all right, I want to just put out like this amazing project of this, that, and this. And you get going, and then the hard part of the project is you're continuing to make music, and you get to this point where you're like, well, now I want these songs to be on there. Like, no, now I want these songs. You drive, like, for me personally, I drive myself crazy of like, well, what about those four? You used to love those four, and now you want to replace it with these four. And so I think that's why, like, right now, while I'm still working on a project to give to the fans, I think singles are just the way to go for me right now, because there is so much demand around individual songs right now with the fan base to get out those songs. So I want to make sure I keep a spotlight on those opposed to like a whole project.
I was going to say, because that's kind of where we brought up TikTok earlier, but that's kind of what TikTok, if you know, are on TikTok, that's pretty much how you release music at a point, because every time you open up a video, the song is playing already and you don't have to really go and search it. So I understand the single stuff as in terms of just trying to grow and grow and get more listeners to you. But how would you say that maybe TikTok in general as an artist, has that like forced you to like kind of change who you go after in terms of like, you know, your branding and who you, you know, try to, you know, get your audience from? Or is it just I make music to make music because I love it and don't really worry about trying to, you know, capture an audience?
Man, that's a great question. That really is a good question. I think TikTok does change it a little bit, because I can tell you right now, like a song like UCCS or Falling Slowly, two of the ones that have done well on that app. I'll be honest with you, boys. I don't know that I would have dropped them, because I just, you know, they're not in my, and this is just my opinion, they're not the best music I have right now. So, but then when I put it out, everyone's like, you got to drop, you got to do this. And so it does change everything. Because initially you're thinking, okay, this is the release plan. This is what I'm doing. This song. You go and throw a video out on TikTok. Like, for example, if I post something today and it's a new song and it blows up, that just changes the whole, you know what I mean? And as far as like making music for myself and others, I think, obviously music's my outlet and it's, you know, how I convey my emotions and hopes that other people can relate to them. But man, I love people, man. I think the whole reason I do music is because it's the only thing in this whole entire world that no matter what race, religion, or what you're going through, it doesn't matter. It could bring you together. It's the one thing that could bring everybody together. And I love camaraderie. I love that music can do that. And so I will say the fans do have a huge voice in my career. And if they say they want something, I take it into a really big consideration because they are who I do it for. You know, I really enjoy people. So
I was going to say, has that given you any type of opportunity maybe now then to like work with somebody that you might have not thought, you know, you could have worked with because maybe they heard your song or your single through TikTok or something like that?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, it's definitely opened up a lot of doors for like future collaborations and stuff like that. Because again, like you said, I mean, it does open, you know, it opens those doors up when, you know, you're starting to go. And I think, was it Russ who said it? I forget who was who said it best, but, you know, someone like a Russ could be scrolling down TikTok and see a video with 10 likes and like, you know what I mean? It's just that kind of app. And so, you know, that's why I said like at the beginning of this, it is a very life-changing app for sure.
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned Russ because I feel like Russ has commented on all these videos that I've seen too. We got Victor Williams, a.k.a. V. Wills, in the building. He's rocking with the boys. Man-to-man boys on Dash Radio. Vic, man, appreciate you coming on. Before we let you go, we're going to do this thing, what we like to call shoot the shit with you. So these are just quick rapid-fire questions, and you kind of just will make it short and sweet and go down a list here if you're all right with that.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Define Colorado music.
Growing.
growing. Is there just a different vibe out there with Colorado music, dude? That's all we're seeing about it.
Yeah, I think it's, I say growing because I think that, you know what, there's a lot of talented people out here. I mean, a lot. And it just, it doesn't have the eyes on it yet. So I think it's growing. Give it time. And I think that it's going to be a definitely a hub for sure. I believe in it.
Okay. So. Zodiac sign.
Cancer.
Okay. Liam, you're Cancer too, aren't you?
I am.
Nice. We're some sad boys, man. I know. Hopeless romantic.
I'm a Pisces, but everyone hates me, dude. I'm just too emotional, I guess. Best party you've been to?
Best party I've been to? Jeez. Oh, that's a good one. Damn, I love how it's rapid questions too. Dude, you know what? I'm going to have to say, there's a party I went to in Boulder. I forget which fraternity it was at. One of my buddies took me because his brother was in the fraternity up there. And it was, you couldn't move, dude. Like, it was like that many people at this. Like, it was crazy. I would say that has to be like the craziest party I've been to.
Off topic here, but do you ever go play at sororities and fraternities at all? Or is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I have not, man. I've actually not performed in a few years. It's been a while since, because obviously the pandemic, and then prior to the pandemic, I was not in a position, I feel like, fan wise to be able to perform. Mm-hmm. Though I did some opening shows, but I mean, as far as headlining, I think it's definitely in the question.
You open up for Waka Flocka?
Yeah, I opened up for Waka Flocka. Man, that was fun, dude. I definitely was. It was funny because when I was opening up for him, I could read the crowd. And they just were not messing with me, man. And so I look back at the DJ guy and I look out to them and I'm like, if y'all ready for Brick Squad? And they just went nuts. I was like, okay, yeah, we got to do some crazy shit. Let's go. They are not into my singing, like my sad songs right now. So, but no, that was good.
That's funny. That's a great thing. Flocka used to come to Tennessee all the time, man. Yeah, he was pretty much a fraternity brother for us.
He's a goat, bro. Love Flocka.
Most famous person you ever hung out with?
Holy cow. That's a good one. Most famous person I've ever hung out with. And by hanging out, like, you're like, you're talking, having a conversation.
Or just maybe be in the same room. That's cool too.
I'd say Young Pinch.
I was talking to Liam about Young Pinch. He's fire, dude.
He's super fire. Yeah, Young Pinch is awesome.
That beach balling, brother. Biggest, you got any check marks in the DMs, dude? You shooting? I guess you're not shooting because you got a girlfriend, but.
Yeah. But as far as check marks and DMs, I got a few. It's kind of cool when you see that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, wow. So.
Well, who are they, dude? Give us one.
Man, let me give you.
Who's reached? Kanye reaching out to you, dog?
He's getting the Rolodex.
Do you want me to tell you the biggest? I'd say the biggest one.
Yeah.
The biggest one. Julian Edelman.
Oh, wow.
What is that?
The New England Patriots wide receiver. I replied to his story because he had posted one of my stuff on TikToks on his story. I just said, you made my day. Thank you so much. And he said, big fan. Can't wait to see you blossom.
Oh, that's so awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the most starstruck moment for sure.
Music inspirations from Colorado or in general?
I'd say number one inspiration of all time is XXXTentacion, rest in peace.
Hell yeah. Feel that, dude.
Yeah, he was incredible.
Feel that hard, dude.
Yeah, the 1975, Coldplay, Black Bear.
Yeah.
Young Pinch. Honestly, I've loved Young Pinch for like the longest time. So yeah,
Morning and night routine.
Morning routine, man. I have this little dog. He's this little Boston Terrier, and he's deaf. And he's got to go pee in the bath or in the morning. He's got to go pee in the morning.
Yeah.
And so first thing in the morning is let him out. He does his stuff. I make myself some coffee, or I go get coffee. Got to have my coffee in the morning. And then I come start working on music or look at what I have to do for the day. At night, it changes. I'd say I'm either working on music again, or I tell you what, boys, I'm not going to lie to you. I do be liking that Fortnite.
That's hilarious. You're not a COD guy? A little Call of Duty?
You know, man, used to be. I'm not even good at Fortnite either, bro. Like, yeah. I'm like trash at it. But, like, it's fun, man. I think you know what's so fun about video games? Just get on with the boys.
Yeah.
You get on with the boys. You're on the mic. You're talking. It's almost therapeutic in a way. So.
The boys will always be there until they're not. But yeah, that's Liam saying, I come on the pod, I'm like, I'll have a weird weekend, you know, get ghosted, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, the boys are always going to be here, dude. Appreciate you rocking. Sure. All right, we got a couple more for you, Vic. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, let's do it.
You got a girlfriend, dude. Best way to approach a woman.
Well, I put you guys on game, man. This is how I did it. I went up to her. And I met her at a wedding, and I said, hey, if I told you my favorite movie is The Notebook, will you dance with me?
Nice.
And she laughed or whatever. And then I turned around and I said, nobody said it's going to be easy. It's going to be real hard, just like Ryan Gosling says in the movie. And it was a wrap, man. And that's just, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's just confidence, man. You got to go up with burning confidence and just kind of like be you. I think sometimes I could just be kind of goofy and funny. And so just hone that. The funny thing is, at the wedding, I was telling everybody I was a neurosurgeon, and it was a wedding full of medical people. So that was you know, stupid of me to do. But again, just was honing it, man. I was honing it. So you just have to.
I tell you what, Liam, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, we shouldn't dive too deep in. But my man over there, Andy, said he's an astronaut to some chick, and she went along with it. I think he's still an astronaut to her.
Astronaut in training. Wow. Yeah. Astronaut in training. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I stopped hanging out. Obviously, I just felt weird lying about that. That was fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
I love it, man. The
dating scene in Nashville is atrocious. Social media tip, advice to give somebody else.
For in what regards? Marketing, sliding into a girl's DMs.
Marketing. Yeah.
Marketing. Man, I think consistency is key, but like, don't be corny. And I don't mean to come off that way. It's hard. I've been corny before. I think just believe in your product. Believe in what you have. You know. Be consistent and believe in it, because I think people know when you don't. People know if you don't believe in it or if you're fishing for their approval. You know, like, you got to approve. And granted, yes, we're in the business of like other people's approval, and I get that. But you got to believe in it first. When you put it out, show that you believe in it, and I think other people will follow.
I love it. We got two more for you, man. Advice to other artists and musicians trying to make it, pursue their dreams.
Don't give up. And I think the best thing I could tell you is that, and I forget where I heard it from, but there should be no plan B or C. Plan A, because that will force you to go full in on it. And, you know, you're always going to question it the whole way through. Even now, I question it, but I just believe it's that little voice in you that keeps you going. And you just have to, again, just trust in yourself, trust in the process, and there is no other plan. This is it. Like, for me, this is it. It's this or nothing. And I think if you just put all your chips in one basket and go full force, sky's the limit. So.
Who is Victor Williams?
Man, a heart on his sleeve type of guy, man. Just very aware of his emotions, my emotions, and constantly wanting to make others happy. I think when you'll know if I'm sad in a room. I don't have a poker face. I really wear my emotions. So you'll know how I'm feeling the second you see me, for sure.
You are beautiful, brother. Appreciate it. A man of many talents.
You, man. Thank you.
Man, be sure to go stream his latest single, Victor Williams, V Wills, everywhere. Freshman year, UCCS, the banger song. Check him out on all socials at V Wills. Vic, this was fun, man. Really appreciate you coming on. I know it's short notice. You got a busy regimen going on, but really appreciate it, man.
Dude, I appreciate you guys so much, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Congratulations on all the success so far. We look forward to see what's to come, man. Take care.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Friend not around.
but she knows. She's 18 and free inside her dorm room, smoking weed and drinking boxed wine. The world is hers, that's what she wants to. But she's grown up and this is her life. Yeah, this is her time. She goes to UCCS, straight A's and parties, keeps her parents impressed. Weekends on Molly and her love life's a mess. Frat boys are daunting while she knows there's a test. She won't have to study cause she's 18, got it all figured out. Pledging on the way to the sorority house with all her new friends that she told mom about. Here's the 4 years of college that will never let her down. She's probably at the Kappa house, okay. Shawty and her friends are on the way. Put her in the sun all too much. No, the skirt, skirt, skirt at the Costco. Shawty doesn't care what song you play, long as she can move and drink, drink, drink. All night long, all night long. Cause she's 18 and free inside her dorm room, smoking weed and drinking boxed wine. The world is hers, that's what she wants to. But she's grown up and this is her life. Yeah, this is her time. She goes to UCCS, straight A's and parties, keeps her parents impressed. Weekends on Molly and her love life's a mess. Frat boys are daunting while she knows there's a test. She won't have to study cause she's 18, got it all figured out. Pledging on the way to the sorority house with all her new friends that she told mom. for me that all in, that's what you say. She caught me like last week, those are not things. You fight, yeah. Got me stunning, little bitch, I got your blood now. She know that I'm living in no fight now. Baby, why you talking to me, talk to me? Baby, she's all in my head, yeah, yeah. Maybe she might love me on a day, yeah, yeah. Switch your sides on me, suicide on me, why you die on me, please don't die on me, it's alright, baby, why you crying, baby, please don't cry, baby, we gon' ride, baby. Falling, it's all in your head. She called me like last week, almost found me dead. All in, that's what you say. She called me like last week, those are not. Are you not alright now? Are you not alright, yeah, you not alright now? Are you not alright now? I was falling, knew me for that. I was falling, yeah, you screwed me for that. I was falling, baby, knew me for that. I was falling, but you screwed me for that. Now we're falling, 20 on racks. I might pull up, bust a little bitch, gon' get back. What you saying, little shawty, now you still kind of racks. I wanna fuck with you, though, heavy, but you won't call me back. My heart, we so, yeah, my heart, girl, it's under attack. You know what you did, girl. How do you even live, girl? I'm falling, it's all in your head. She called me like last week, almost found me dead. All in, that's what you say. She called me like last week, those are not meds. Before you go, promise you'll never love anybody the same way that you loved me. The trigger, shoot, shoot, shoot. Diamonds on my neck, cherry, cuckoo, back. I'm still upset, it ain't with you. Cause money can't buy me your love. Lately, baby, I've been feeling fucked up. And you know I'm feeling bad, fuck love. Girl, I've been on my knees. And I'm begging you, please. Baby, before you go, promise you'll never love anybody the same way that you loved me. Forever, always. Before you go, promise you'll never love anybody the same way that you loved me.
Calling you up so late, but I'm always up thinking about the
been sheep and thinking if you're out there fucking with somebody new. Baby, who's next to you tonight? We used to share this bed, sleep, make love, wake up in it, but I doubt you. Miss it as much as I do. You're the only love that I knew, but I better get some sleep tonight. Cause it's 2:35 in the morning and you're all I'm thinking about. Baby, you're all I'm dreaming about. But now you're gone and you took the love that we had. I can't help but to wish you back. Sorry for calling you up so late, but I'm always up thinking about those days. And now they're lost like a misplaced photograph that we took off summer side. I spent time Carolina when you said you'd stay, till you left and you broke me, now stay up late. Well, I miss the nights we spent staying up like two best friends. I know you know that I supported you and everything that you do, girl. I heard you out with friends. Are those the ones that still talk shit about me? Cause baby, they're not me and you. Saying that luck and ruin youth. Better get some sleep tonight, cause it's 2:35 in the morning and you're all I'm thinking about. Baby, you're all I'm dreaming about. But now you're gone and you took the love that we had. I can't help but to wish you back. Sorry for calling you up so late, but I'm always up thinking about those days. And now they're lost like a misplaced photograph that we took off summer side. I spent time Carolina when you said you'd stay, till you left and you broke me, and I'll stay up. Cause late. You come home, I'm alone. Please come home, I will call your phone. But now you're gone and you took the love that we had. I can't help but to wish you back. Sorry for calling you up so late, but I'm always up thinking about those days. And now they're lost like a misplaced photograph that we took off summer side. Springtime Carolina when you said you'd stay, till you left and you broke me, and I stay up late.
Tell me what it is.
is what it's called, it's like. Cause I ain't never been, it just wasn't my vibe. Maybe we could drive slow if you wanna take time. Maybe we could take time tonight. UCCS, straight A's and parties, keeps her parents impressed. Weekends on Molly and her love life's a mess. Frat boys are daunting while she knows there's a test. She won't have to study cause she's 18, got it all figured out. Pledging on the way to the sorority house with all her new friends that she told mom about. Here's the 4 years of college that will never. Planning to see that boy from high school that she didn't date, kinda hates, but knows she's down if he makes the right move. Cause she knows she's 18 and free inside her dorm room, smoking weed and drinking boxed wine. The world is hers, that's what she wants to. But she's grown up and this is her life. Yeah, this is her time. She goes to UCCS, straight A's and parties, keeps her parents impressed. Weekends on Molly and her love life's a mess. Frat boys are daunting while she knows there's a test. She won't have to study cause she's 18, got it all figured out. Pledging on the way to the sorority house with all her new friends that she told mom about. Okay, shawty and her friends are on the way. Put her in the sun, all too much. No, skirt at the cost.